Thanks, Skip, for an excellent Dusty Grooves. It's 11 o'clock here at KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Time for a show we call Smash It Back. My name is Stephen Whitehead. I'll be here with you till midnight playing some classic punk and other junk. Number in the studio is 303-442-4242. Send an email to dj@kgnu.org.
Cry for the world. Back and be. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. I'm a go.
Coming up on 11-11 here at KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Smash it back. Off to a blazing rough start. Thanks again to Skip for an excellent Dusty Grooves. He always brings it every time. First Friday. Rocking. As for this show, got a lot of stuff coming up. We've got a few songs going out for Cinco de Mayo, which is coming up in 49 minutes, and got a song going out to my buddy at the end of the show. Guy couldn't breathe for a few days last week, and now he can breathe again, so that's pretty awesome. And let's see, we just wrapped up there with an 8-second track from JFA off their awesome 7-inch Blatant Localism. There's a track called Count. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, I can count, so can you. Awesome. And before that, we heard The Clash, of course, with White Riot. That was taken from Last Gang in Town, Rarities, 1976 to 84. And we also heard something from the Boston crew, DYS, Department of Youth Services. That was a track called Brotherhood from them, or rather a song called Yellow from them off their mini LP, Brotherhood. And we also heard from the Geds, G-E-D-S, the Geds. That was taken from the Noise Tent 99 Sprink Sampler. And man, I was thinking about that at work today, my dumb job that I've been working at for that long. I've been there since then because I got this sampler from cool guy I used to work with there back in the day. That's 19 years ago. Good Lord. Anyway, the Geds. I'm not sure if they're still around or not. I kind of looked them up a little bit earlier and looked like they were doing some stuff in 2010, so they lasted at least 11 years and they're, for all I know, still going. Catching in. Before the Geds, we heard from Liars, Australian-American band that came out and got together in 2000, actually. And that was a single from their single called There's Always Room on the Broom, which I was turned on to by DJ MC, man who used to run the show here at KGNU on Sleepless Nights before I even got involved back in 2002. DJ MC is the man, and I'm not sure where he is. I haven't talked to him in a couple years now, but yeah, I was always in touch up till then, so I think he's still cool. I think he's still in Denver, and he might still be doing his super cool rap show. What is it? I'll have to get back to you on that. Something about the Stay Fresh Seals. So, like I said, I'll get back to you on that one. But if you know where DJ MC is, or if you're listening right now, give me a call, Mike, because I'd love to hear from you. We're going to move on now with something from Flipper, because it's Smash It Back. KGNU.
Oh, ma'am.
Where is the difference?
My name.
fight. Every day is not a strike. So I'm sailing, man, I'm sailing on. I'm moving, hey, I'm moving on. Sail on, sail on, sail on, sail on.
All right, it's 11:33 here at KGNU Boulder, Denver, and it's Fort Collins as well. Smash It Back. Just heard there from Bad Brains, of course. Sailing On from their super awesome second album, which came out in 1983. I think it was really just a redoing of the first album. And this time, Rick Ocasek from The Cars was producing it. But Rock for Light, one of the best albums of all time, I think. And I just read in the tabloids yesterday that Rick Ocasek was getting divorced after 29 years to Pauline Portsakova, maybe? Is she a tennis player or a model or something like that? Anyway, kind of a rare thing to get divorced after 29 years. Hope everything's cool over there. That song's still cool. And before that, we heard from a band called Holy Moler, kind of a noise rock band out of San Diego. That was from their EP, Cavity Search. And that was the track, My Saturday Night Fever Turned Into a Sunday Morning Rash. Got that album from DJMC, the aforementioned. Super cool. Cool artwork and cool noise rock. Before that, we heard from a band called Extreme Noise Terror out of England. They did a bunch of Peel sessions, and this was from their album Retrobution, a track called Conned Through Life. I was thinking of that with kind of caught my eye or ear when I was thinking about old Trump, your president. And now he's just kind of conning everything, like, every day, all the time. And what is he, like, 80, 75 years old? And he's kind of made it through his life so far and all the way into the biggest office in the world. Just conning stuff. So anyway, that was going out to Donald Trump, Conned Through Life from Extreme Noise Terror. Before that, we heard from Atari Teenage Riot. From their album Delete Yourself, which came out in 1995. I kind of played that in honor of KGNU's 40th anniversary, 40th birthday coming up later this month. Wow, it's about, I think about 17 days away from now, 18 days away. KGNU will be 40, and so we've been playing 40 years and 40 weeks here starting at the beginning of the year, and now we're up to year 1995, and that's when Delete Yourself came out from Atari Teenage Riot. There's a track called Speed from them. These guys are out of Germany. and not really hardcore, but I guess digital hardcore. Anti-Nazi, anti-fascist. Kind of fits the theme. Before that, we heard from a band out of Detroit, actually Lansing, Michigan. Band that rhymes with the Crusaducks. Can't say the real name because of the FCC, but they put out a compilation of their stuff in 1988 called Our Will Be Done, and that was a track called Down on My Knees. And we also heard from the Butthole Surfers, Mexican Caravan, going out in honor of Cinco de Mayo tomorrow, or in a half hour. It's from their first full-length release on Touch and Go back in 1984, Psychic Powerless, Another Man's Sack. And started off the last set with Flipper and Love Canal, taken from their album Sex Bomb Baby. Also a compilation of their stuff, came out also in 1988. Hey, it's 11:37, we got 23 more minutes, and we're going to continue on with something from Jism. Smash Back.
Ah! all-American cockfighters, a hearty salute. Coxman, into the faith!
Villageville!
We'll be right back.
All right, there's a band for you from Sweden called Crude SS. Out on Uproar Records, that was a track called Respect My Mother, Who's Very Natural. From their 7-inch Who'll Survive. Got that from a cool blog, the Killed by Death blog. And he says that SS stands for stinking socks in this case. So take that for what it's worth. Pretty little song from them. And before that, we heard from Naked Ray Gun, a track called Stupid. And that was taken from the Middle of America compilation. I got that off of another blog a few years ago called Glorify the Turd. I'm not sure if that one's still going, but had a bunch of really interesting stuff on it if you're interested. Also heard from a band called Cockfight off their excellent album Boneyard 2. And I'm not sure if they're local or not, but I got that again from old Mike Schleifer, aka DJMC. Kind of got on a DJMC kick tonight. Played a few tracks from stuff that he turned me on to. And I'm really just hoping that you're going to give me a call here or send an email to dj@kgnu.org, Mike. I'd like to reconnect. I guess I could just give you a call or send you a text. This is America 2018, so I could probably get a hold of you if I tried. Anyway, super, super cool album, Cockfight, Boneyard 2. And before that, we heard from JFA again. I figured that 8-second song wasn't enough, and we heard another track going out in honor of Cinco de Mayo coming up here in about 15 minutes. That was Lowrider from JFA off of the Eastern Front Volume 2 compilation. Really cool. Came out in 1983 on Enigma Records and Eastern Front Records. Before that, we heard from Hemi Kuda, a quote girl band from Denver, who are super awesome. And I'm not sure if they're still around, possibly, but this is pretty old. And that was a track called Betting Man from their album Classics for Lovers. And apparently someone from Hemi Kuda was playing with Nashville Pussy after the band, so maybe they're not together anymore. But pretty cool lineage there. And started off this last set with GISM. It's GISM, a Japanese hardcore band from 1981. And apparently their anachronism-like name stands for a lot of different things, but I particularly like the genocide, infanticide, suicide, menticide explanation. That was a track called Nuclear Armed Hogs from their album Detestation. All right, hey, this is Smash It Back. My name is Stephen Whitehead. Thanks a lot for tuning in. Stay tuned for DJ Marlowe coming up at midnight, maybe 12:01. I always run over. I'm sorry, sorry. But it's just the way I unfortunately work. And she's so kind to let me go. But anyway, we come at you every Friday night from 11 to midnight playing some classic punk and other junk on Smash It Back. I'm going to go out here with the track from Ministry. Not really punk, I guess, but definitely other junk. And it's going out to my buddy Todd, who was unable to breathe and really seemed like he was going to die or something, but then it turns out it was just some viral infection and he's got it under control. So there's a track called Breathe from Ministry. Off of Mind Is a Terrible Thing to Waste. Wait, Mind Is a Terrible Thing to Taste. All right, stay tuned for Sleepless Nights coming up at midnight or so, and thanks for supporting KGNU. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Welcome to Sleepless Nights on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.